जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Text 161 and onward. As soon as an intelligent devotee sees an unwanted creeper growing besides the original creeper, he must cut it down instantly. Then the real creeper, the bhakti lata, grows nicely, returns home back to Godhead and seeks shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. If one is misled by unwanted creepers and is victimized, he cannot make progress back to Godhead. Rather, he remains within the material world and engages in activities having nothing to do with pure devotional service. Such a person may be elevated to the higher planetary systems, but because he remains within the material world, he is subjected to the threefold material miseries. Just like the Mayavadi devotees, they also chant Hare Krishna. They talk about bhakti. They talk about seva. But because they have no regard for actually cleansing their heart and cutting down the weeds that grow in the garden, they are actually not engaged in devotional service, but of course get some benefit from chanting. But they aren't engaged in actual bhakti seva. Text 162. Prema pala paki bhak pade mali asvadaya lata amvalabhi mali kalpa vrikshapaya. When the fruit of devotional service becomes ripe and falls down, the gardener tastes the fruit and thus takes advantage of the creeper and reaches the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Text 163. Tahanse kalpa brikshera karaye sevan suke prema palarasa kare asvadan. There the devotee serves the lotus feet of the Lord, which are compared to a wish-fulfilling tree. With great bliss he tastes the juice of the fruit of love and becomes eternally happy. Purport. The word tahan indicates that in the spiritual world, one can taste the juice of the fruit of devotional service and thus become blissful. Text 164. Aita paramapala paramapurusharta yana agye trinagtulya chari purusharta. To taste the fruit of devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life, and in the presence of such perfection, the four material perfections, religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, are very insignificant achievements, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The highest achievement attained by the jnanis or impersonalists is becoming one with the Supreme, generally known as moksha, liberation. The highest achievements of the yogis are the eight material perfections such as anima, lagima, and prapti. Yet these are nothing compared to the eternal bliss of the devotee who returns back to Godhead and tastes the fruit of devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The material perfections, even up to the point of liberation, are very insignificant in comparison. Therefore, the pure devotee is never interested in such things. His only interest is in perfecting his devotional service to the Lord. The pleasure of the impersonalists, monists, philosophers, is condemned in the following verse, which is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava. Translation. As long as there is not the slightest fragrance of pure love of Krishna, which is the perfect medicinal herb for controlling Lord Krishna within the heart, the opulences of the material perfections known as the cities, the brahminical perfections, satya-sama, tatiksha, and so on, the trance of the yogis, and the monistic bliss of Brahman all seem wonderful for men. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are different types of perfections known as Siddha Braja, and also the perfections of achieving brahminical qualifications, yogic trance, and merging into the Supreme. All these material perfections are certainly very attractive for a mundane person, but their brilliance exists only as long as one does not take to devotional service. Devotional service can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme controller of all universal affairs. The five rasas, mellows, in the transcendental world are practiced by the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan in neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. All these please the Lord so much that he is controlled by the devotees. For instance, Mother Yasoda was so advanced in devotional service that Krishna agreed to be controlled by her stick. In other words, the five principal mellows are so great and glorious that they are able to control the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the material world, however, the so-called siddhis, or perfections, manifest their brightness only as long as one is not interested in devotional service. In other words, the perfection of the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and others remains attractive only as long as one does not come to the point of devotional service, which is so great and significant that it can control the supreme controller, Krishna. So herein, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is giving a verse describing from the Lalita Madhava the plight of the non-devotee. Even one is a yogi, so-called, mystic yogi, even one is engaged in chanting mantras or performing some ritualistic ceremonies, they can't experience the real taste. They don't even experience the relationship with Krishna in neutrality, what to speak of friendship and conjugal love, etc. Their level of spirituality remains impersonal, and therefore, even though they're engaged in the performance of mystic yoga, they can never experience real blissfulness. There's a description that when one experiences the jnana state, knowledge, one can experience the sat feature of the Lord, or the Lord's feature of eternality. When one is engaged a little further in mystic yoga, one can experience the sat chit, but only through devotional service. Bhaktya mama janati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. Only by engaging in pure devotional service, adhering to the regular principles of freedom and trying to avoid the 10 offenses in the chanting, then one can experience satchit ananda vigraha, knowledge, eternality, and actual blissfulness, understanding the form, satchit ananda vigraha, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The non-devotees, impersonalists, think that the Lord is formless, and they do not understand the actual personal aspect of Lord Sri Krishna. They don't worship the deity, although they have some statues sometimes. They don't worship the deity with patram puspam palam toyam. They just have the deity as some show and don't understand the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next verse, sudabhakti hoitehaya prema utpana ateva sudabhaktira kahiye lakshana. When one is situated in pure devotional service, he develops love of Godhead. Therefore, let me describe some of the symptoms of pure devotional service. Purport. In the beginning, in the Bhagavad Gita 18:55, it is said, Bhaktya mam avijanati avanyaschatsmi tatvada. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth unless he takes to devotional service. Text 167. When first class anyabilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavrita anukuyena krishnanu silanam bhaktir uttama. When first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desire. Knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruitive action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. As we can understand from the Bhagavad Gita 9.34 and 18.65, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants everyone to think of Him always. Man manabhava mad bhakto. Everyone should become His devotee, not the devotee of a demigod. Everyone should engage in His devotional service, including archana, deity worship in the temple. Man manabhava mad bhakto. Madhyaji mam namaskuru. Everyone should offer obeisances from moment to moment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the desires of the Supreme Lord. And one who fulfills his desires favorably is actually a pure devotee. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him. And devotional service means preaching the gospel all over the world. The Lord says openly in Bhagavad Gita 18:69, Nacha tasman manusheshu kashchin me priyakritama. One who preaches the gospel of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all is most dear to Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord so that human society can be perfectly organized from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously. From any point of view, human society can be reformed by the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, one who spreads the philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe is perfect in pure devotional service. The criterion is that a devotee must know that Krishna wants him to do. This understanding can be achieved through the medium of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami advises, Adau Guru Ashrayam. One who is serious in wanting to render pure devotional service to the Lord must take shelter of a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession from Krishna. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasheo vidu. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, one cannot find out the real purpose of devotional service. Therefore, one has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and agree to be directed by him. The first business of a pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness. And if one can satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically satisfied. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. This is the success of devotional service. This is the meaning of the word anukuyena. That is, favorable devotional service to the Lord. A pure devotee has no plans other than those for the Lord's service. He is not interested in attaining success in mundane activities. He simply wants success in the progress of devotional service. For a devotee, there cannot be worship of others or demigod worship. A pure devotee does not engage himself in such pseudo-devotional service. He is interested only in satisfying Krishna. If one lives only for the satisfaction of Krishna, it does not matter whether it belongs to this order of life or that order of life. One's only business should be to satisfy Krishna. This process is completely manifest in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. It has been actually proved that the entire world can accept devotional service without failure. One simply has to follow the instructions of the representative of Krishna. So we can see practically that by engaging in devotional service, one is able to chant Hari Hari Bol in ecstasy and with excitement and engage in devotional service. We don't have to do anything made up or false. We don't have to, sometimes we see the Mayavadis, they try to talk like an Indian. What is that? Walk like an Egyptian? Talk like an Indian. Or imitate singing like they're from India, although they were born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This isn't the meaning of devotional service. We don't have to feign or copy any type of activity. Only have to follow the spiritual master with whatever our nature. One of our gurus who passed away, he coined the phrase for the devotees in Texas, the Texas Krishnas. We are American Krishnas, or Chinese Krishna, Japanese Krishnas. Of course, we don't have that designation. In reality, we are spirit soul. But whatever our background, whatever our heritage, or what do they call, upbringing and our nature, we can engage that in Krishna consciousness. We don't have to imitate or try to follow other spiritual masters or act like we are very advanced. Especially, I've seen so many Mayavadis, they act like they're Indians. India is very nice, but it's just another culture in terms of the accent and the singing prowess. Actual singing is from the heart, whether it be in the style of American Krishnas or Chinese Krishnas or Latino Krishnas. We've seen sometimes devotees, Yaya Yaganath. And we feel very blissful. We go to Mexico, Yaya Yaganath, Yaya Yaganath. In that country, they don't pronounce J. I think it's another letter. So they're chanting, and we feel very blissful. And we're also chanting, Yaya Yaganath, Yaya Yaganath. We don't have to imitate some other culture. We engage in Krishna consciousness. We shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons only for the purpose of Krishna. Even we see the Italian Krishnas. One devotee, his name was Matsya Avatar. I think they called him Mafia Avatar. He came from Italy, from Sicily. And he gave a class. He couldn't speak English so well. And he couldn't recite the Sanskrit so well. But he said that Krishna consciousness means that you love a Krishna from your earth. give all your earth to Srila Prabhupada. And we were in ecstasy. He was the culmination of spirituality for that particular culture, Matsya Avatar. And we were walking around all day. Give Krishna your artha. Give all your artha to the Hare Krishna movement. It stuck so profoundly. Of course, don't imitate, but at the same time, whatever culture, whatever background we come from, that can be engaged in Krishna's service. We don't have to imitate. We don't have to all sing, even though we sing Sanskrit. We don't have to sing like we're from India or don an Indian accent. You give your heart in your own culture, in your own understanding, and recite the Sanskrit mantras as far as possible. Even at the opening of the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan in 1975, we were there. Nikatma was there, I think. Others were there. And the devotees were chanting the mantras. Mantra tas tantra tas chidram desa kalaha vastana sarvam koroti nischidram anu samkirtanam tava. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. You remember? Prabhupada had the devotees. We were all chanting kirtan. Because that verse, there may be discrepancy. All the big Vrindavan Vrajavasis were coming to the temple and the mantras were being chanted and there was some discrepancy in the recitation and the accent and the meter because it's very difficult. Sanskrit mantras. But mantra tas tantra tas chidram. There may be discrepancy, Srimad Bhagavatam states, of the mantra, tantra, desa, kalaha, vastuna, the time, place, and manner which one performs the austerity. Sarvam karoti nischidram, but all the discrepancies, nischidram. Chidram means discrepancy. Nischidram means no more discrepancy. All the discrepancies go away. Anu samkirtanam tava. When your sankirtan, your Hare Krishna chanting is performed. So Prabhupada had the devotees chanting at the first, one of the first artiks. I think it was the first arti in front of Prabhupada in the Vrindavan temple. They asked Tripurari's men to perform the arti. We had been devotees for under 2 years, year and a half. So we were senior men at that time. We were pretty senior. I don't know, Nikatma wasn't there, but Tripurari Maharaj and Vaisheshika and myself did the arti. The fan was blowing above head on the altar. And I couldn't light the lamp. Prabhupada was standing there in front of the altar. And I couldn't get the fire lit. And no one was helping. And we didn't even know how to do an RT. We had been Sankirtan devotees on the road from the first day we joined. We were on traveling Sankirtan. I knew you spin the stuff. I didn't know how many times. I was pretty sure it was in a clockward direction. And right hand. I knew that much. But in terms of 4, 2, 3, 7, we had no understanding. Or what went first and what went next, it was a little confusing. So we were watching Trip Ramaraj, who somehow, he'd been in the movement for 3 years. He was very knowledgeable. Vaisasika was also petrified. He was on the far altar. I was on the Gorni Thai altar. And I was thinking, it was actually a little sad. By Krishna's grace, Prabhupada and the assembled devotees moved to the middle altar. So I was very happy that Prabhupada wasn't watching me. Prabhupada was right there, the murti of Prabhupada watching me. But the moving person, Srila Prabhupada, went to the middle altar of Radhe Shyam. And I battled Krishna Balaram. I'm sorry, Radhe Shyam is the last altar. Krishna Balaram altar. I think I offered the ghee lamp dry without being lit. Yeah, no one put out the fan and it was going very fast. I tried and figured I got to do something. They're all going. I got to catch up. I wasn't even looking at the deities. I was watching what everyone else was doing. But afterwards, Prabhupada said something to Jayatirtha at the time that, who are those pujaris? And they said, oh, that was your Sankirtan men in America, Tripurari and the Sankirtan boys. And I can't remember, I think he said that they don't have a lot of know-how, but a lot of devotion. And Prabhupada said, okay. We didn't have any know-how, but we were giving our artha to Srila Prabhupada. We wanted to please Srila Prabhupada, no matter what. It wasn't about being a Pakka Brahmin or imitating some Indian fashion, as they do in many temples in India that aren't ISKCON or devotional temples. But it was about giving our heart to our spiritual master and somehow or other pleasing him, desiring, please let me do something nice for you, Srila Prabhupada. Let me please you. As we read, Jyoti Karma Prabhu read the other day, Krishna doesn't need our service. But Krishna is so kind that he allows us to engage in service for our purification. It's his mercy to allow us to engage in service and to teach us to carry what we lack and provide what we have and teach us the path of devotional service. And only, it says here in the purport, bhaktya mama vijanati, only by devotional service. You may meet some big guru. We've met so many. One guru. If you want to make advancement, you don't need books. You don't need mantras. We had just chanted and led a kirtan for all the guests. All you have to do is look at me. And for 15 minutes, everyone stared at this old person. And then he asked, what did you see? Well, I saw a gold light with purple around it. Yes, very good. What did you see? And I was thinking, I saw the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I mean, this is ridiculous. I saw Elvis. I was going to raise... I saw Elvis. I mean, what are you talking? I saw a dirty old man who wants people to stare at him for 15 minutes. Are you out of your mind? And afterwards, at the break, devotees ran. And the devotees begged me, please, don't ever bring us to this guy again. This was the worst ever in the history of Mayavadis. 15 minutes, everybody getting the Shakti. I was I guess I got disgusted with the material world by staring at this guy. So there was some material benefit. It was like Buddhism. See all the negative of the material world. But this is the best they can do. Even sometimes we've given the example. Right before I met the devotees, I was performing in Mayavadi. I was a big Mayavadi. Well, not so big, but studying many paths. And one of the paths, they taught you to close everything. You put your earth finger over your mouth. I think I've shown before. This finger over your nose. This was the method. This over your eyes. This over your ears. And put your heel, we can't mention, in front of the deities. And close everything. And of course, when you open your eyes, it's like, you know, life again. And this is their method of pure devotional service. This was their supreme meditation. They gave me a mantra. I was a little bit intoxicated when I received it. Paid $25. And I heard the mantra. I heard the man tell me, oink, oink, and don't tell anybody. So I was chanting every morning 15 minutes and every night 15 minutes, oink, 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 oink. And I didn't know the mantras the other people got, but I thought it must be some barnyard animal. Somebody's probably got moo, lucky person. But I'm so fallen, they gave me oink. Of course, later I found out that it was actually aing, which is the mula mantra for the spiritual master. But it might as well have been oink from that guru. I didn't make any advancement. I actually was thinking I should get my $25 back. I was pretty upset. Even Tamal Krishna Maharaj told a story. One devotee, he ultimately became Kalachanji. He was practicing Mayavad and chanting some bogus mantra. I am perfect, I am powerful, I am happy. Something. And so he said, how are you doing? They approached him at the college in Illinois, I think it was. University of Illinois, someplace, Illinois State. And he said, well, I have a fever. I just flunked my math exam, and my girlfriend left me. So he said, so is the mantra working? He said, no, it's not working at all. I'm perfect, I'm powerful, I'm happy. He said, I'm imperfect. I have no power, and I'm completely unhappy. So they brought him to the bus, and ultimately he joined in the Dallas temple and became Kalachanji Prabhu. I think still he's doing service all these years later. So this Mayavad philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very serious about defeating it. And we see it. Prabhupada's Nirvisesa Sunyavadi. He came to defeat the Nirvisesa Vadis and the Sunyavadis. Is very rampant all over, especially in America. Everyone takes to the cheap process. No one wants the jewel of bhakti. They all want some cheap mantra that will make me mystical and make me lose weight or look handsomer, prettier. I'll do yoga to become fit. Prabhupada makes fun of that. Fit yoga. So Krishna consciousness is not about that material benefit. It's about the ultimate spiritual benefit. Anya vanche, anya puja, chari jnana karma, Anakuye Survendriya Krishna Nu Silana A pure devotee must not cherish any desire other than to serve Krishna. He should not offer worship to the demigods or to mundane personalities. He should not cultivate artificial knowledge which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. He should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna conscious activities. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorable execution of Krishna conscious activities. E sudha bhakti iha haite premahoya pranchara tre bhagavat tre elakshanakaya. These activities are called sudha bhakti, pure devotional service. If one renders such pure devotional service, he develops his original love for Krishna in due course of time. In Vedic literatures like the Pancharatras and Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms are described, purport. One has to develop his devotional service under the directions of a pure devotee, the spiritual master, and in accordance with the Vedic directions given in the Pancharatra and Bhagavat systems. The Pancharatra system includes methods of temple worship, and the Bhagavat system includes spreading of Krishna conscious philosophy. Through the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam and the discussion of philosophy with people who are interested. Through discussion, one can create an interest and understanding of the Pancharatra and Bhagavat system. So Pancharatriki and Bhagavat Marg, the temple worship and the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Sarvopari Vinir Muktam Tatpratmina Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. Translation, bhakti, our devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all the senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designations, upadi, and one's senses are purified simply by being employed in the service of the Lord. Purport, this verse, quoted from the Narada Pancharatra, is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.12. Text 171. Just as the celestial waters of the Ganga flow unobstructed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their minds come to me, I reside in the hearts of all. Purport. The verse and the following three verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.29, 11-14. They were spoken by Lord Krishna in the form of Kapila Dev. And the verses are, these are the characteristics of the transcendental loving service to Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is causeless and it cannot be obstructed in any way. My devotees do not accept Salokya, Sharshti, Sarupya, Samipya, or oneness with me, even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me. Bhakti Yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the modes of material nature and attains the spiritual position on the platform of direct devotional service. So we take up tomorrow, text 175, the Lord instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Any quick question or discussion? We have 90 seconds. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Well, you didn't come to 76 because you had a passport problem.
I came in 75.
Oh, you came in 75? Savas didn't come in 75.
Right.